1-627-4300. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this hump day Wednesday, March 26, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate Braden Jacobazzi coming on from the 9th Congressional District talking about Glitchgate and what they're finding. These are volunteers, people. Tim Vetter, Braden, Patricia Johnson. This is a group of patriots that are not getting paid to help clean up our qualified voter files. When you talk to your local township clerk, offer them volunteers. And I'm not talking about you guys. I'm talking about these other people that are willing to come drive from downstate. I mean, you just heard what Braden said. They're down in the Thumb area, northern Oakland County, Saginaw. They're willing to come up here to northern Michigan and work with our local clerks to do this. I mean, I might even be able to find homes that are willing to share or offer them a guest bedroom so that they can come and stay in the guest bedroom, take a shower in the morning, get back, and go back to work with your local clerk. If we have to, we'll even try to get them a cheap hotel room somewhere. We will do this. Why? Because it's mandatory. This is absolutely mandatory that we clean up the qualified voter files this year, 2025, before the election next year. This is what we can do at the local level. Now, I'm going to have Patrick Kobach on in the next half hour. He's going to be with us from 11 to 11:30. But he posted this 18 hours ago on his Twitter X account, which, by the way, is Patrick Kobach at PJ Kobach. Victory. President Donald Trump just signed what he said will be the first of many executive orders designed to ensure election integrity in our country. His executive order includes the following provisions: prosecution of election crimes. Now, these are laws currently on the books, folks, that have not been enforced by previous presidents and previous Department of Justices. Prosecution of election crimes will include by directing the Department of Justice to prioritize prosecuting election-related offenses and to enforce compliance in order to deter fraud. Second, requirement of proof of U.S. citizenship. Whoa! This is what State Representative Brian Possumus has been talking about at the state convention. They spoke about this. They're going to get signatures to put it on our ballot in 2026 if necessary. Well, guess what? They may not have to do it now. Why? Because Donald Trump just did it via an executive order. The order mandates that voter registration forms require documentation and proof of a government-issued U.S. citizenship, either a birth certificate or naturalization certificate of being a U.S. citizen in order to register to vote. Point number three, conditional federal funding. What does that mean? Federal dollars that come into our states to run our elections, especially presidential elections, statewide elections like U.S. senators, things like that. This third point ties federal election-related funding to state compliance with specified integrity measures, meaning states must adhere to the rules in order to receive the funding. If Jocelyn Benson doesn't comply with certain integrity measures, we're not going to get the money. Donald Trump is not going to allow federal money to come to Michigan because of our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. Next point, qualified voter roll maintenance. There is emphasis on using databases, possibly from the Department of Homeland Security, to remove illegal immigrants from qualified voter files, alongside introducing a citizenship question to verify eligibility. Are you a U.S. citizen? Yes or no? Okay, if you're not born here, if you're not given a birth certificate proving that you're a U.S. citizen, what other proof of citizenship have you obtained? Are you a naturalized citizen? You came here from another country. You studied. You took the class. You passed and became a U.S. citizen and was sworn in as a citizen, naturalized citizen. Do you have proof of that? If you don't, guess what? You're coming off the qualified voter files. Next point, Election Assistance Commission, EAC. This will instruct the EAC to withhold federal funding from states that fail to maintain accurate voter rolls in accordance with federal law, folks, already on the books. The main point about this executive order, none of this in this executive order, the way I read it and the way that Patrick Kolbeck explained it to me, none of this requires Congress to pass anything. In order to validate, substantiate, enforce the mandates contained in this executive order signed by Donald Trump yesterday, does not require any action by Congress. It's a standalone saying we are going to enforce the laws that are already on the books at the federal level, which obviously have not been done in previous elections, recent elections. Honestly, I believe this executive order basically focuses on what they did to our country back in the 2020 election. The basis for Patrick Kolbeck's book, The 2020 Coup. What happened and what can we do about it? Well, because we caught on to them, because we realized, we discovered that this election was a fraudulent election. People have written books. People have submitted FOIA requests. People have started looking at qualified voter files. Let me ask you guys a very simple question. How many of you had even ever heard of a QVF before 2020? Before the 2020 election, did you even know what a qualified voter file was? I didn't. I've been doing this show, folks, since 2012. This month coming, April of 2012, it'll be 13 years I've been doing this. Up until the 2020 election, I didn't even know there was such a thing as a qualified voter file. And I ran for state senate in 2010. I had no idea that we had qualified voter files. I know we had registered voters. I assume there was some kind of files, there was some kind of poll books that the registered voters showed up in at our local clerk's office, but I never understood qualified voter files. I never understood this very simple process. But again, I have a question, and I'm going to ask this of Patrick Kobach in the next half hour. On November 5th of 2024, here in my little Antrim County, roughly 25,000 people, actually 23,421, we elected Donald Trump overwhelmingly. I believe he got like 70, 71% of our vote here in Antrim County. My wife, Vicky, got 62% against the write-in campaign of the previous three-term county clerk, Cheryl Guy. But one thing that was on the ballot was raising our property taxes to pay for a $33.5 million jail. We defeated it. Well, January 2nd, Vicky's first day at work, she shows up, 10 o'clock, county commissioners meeting. She swears in the commissioners. They come over and sign their oath confirmation book in the clerk's office. They basically started the organizational meeting to elect a new chair of the Antrim County Board of Commissioners for this year. The chairman and the vice chairman. Later in the month of January, they have their second meeting because they have two meetings a month. In their third meeting on February 6th, three of the five county commissioners went against the will of the people and voted to borrow $25 million in the form of a bond and throw $8.5 million we have in a rainy day fund toward building the $33.5 million jail. Here's $8.5 million cash as a down payment, and we're getting a bond, a loan, for 25 years, paying $17 million in interest, along with the $25 million in principal, $42 million back to build this jail. What did we, the people of Antrim County, do? I'm going to tell you on the other side, and then what we just found out is happening to our qualified voter files. With my wife as the clerk. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
If you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust, or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber, either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. So to wrap up this story here in Antrim County, we defeated the ballot question about spending $33.5 million on November 5th, 2024 elections. We defeated them building a new jail in Bel Air here in Antrim County. Public Safety Center, they called it. It's a jail. It's got a mental health area in it, a clinic, if you will, and some very nice offices for our county sheriff. Long overdue. The old jail was built in 1955 and blah, 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 blah. Okay. We defeated it, but then in their third meeting, February 6th, 3 out of 5 county commissioners voted to go ahead with the project, funding it by borrowing $25 million, throwing $8.5 million cash, rainy day fund money at it, and building the project, basically going against the will of the people. So at our Antrim County Republican Party meeting, we talked about it. They decided to form a committee of concerned citizens, Citizens for Common Sense of Antrim County. They raised $2,500. They hired an attorney. He prepared the language on a petition sheet. And as a result, from the time they advertised their passage of the resolution to go forward with the bond, they advertised it in one small paper in our county, one of three, by the way, the tiny little Antrim Review in Bel Air, and posted legal notice of their action. The week later, February 13th. Why is that important? Because the date of the legal notice triggered 45 days of the citizens group to go out and collect 10% of our registered voters to sign a petition to stop the bond and put it on the ballot at a future election, probably in August. Giving it to the county voters again, should they be allowed to borrow money when they're sitting on $64 million in their CAFR. Comprehensive annual financial report audit of our books would show Antrim County has $64 million in the bank. But these three commissioners want us to borrow and pay interest to build a jail. Here's the problem. We start collecting signatures as soon as the petition sheets were available in cold February, beginning of March. The deadline is this Friday. They have to turn in their sheets. 10% of our qualified voter files. So last week, before the Antrim County Republican Party meeting, Dale Eschenberg and his wife Dorothy and their son Todd have gotten out there and gotten a ton of signatures, like over 700 of the necessary amount we need to collect. Dale called Vicky's deputy clerk, Annette Marcus, and said, what is the number of qualified voters on your QVF files as of today? Because they change every day. Why? I'm going to ask Patrick Kobach that question. Annette looked it up online from the Secretary of State's website, 22,001. Oh, it went down from Cheryl Guy's number from November 5th, just 2024, a few months ago. Yep, it appears that way. Very good. We went to the meeting. Dale says, I talked to the deputy clerk, Annette Marcus, 22,001. 10%, 2,200. That's how many valid signatures we must have. How many do we have as of tonight, Dale? 2,155. We're just a few short, 45 short. We'll continue to work the stores, the grocery stores, the markets, the gas stations, knock on doors, go see our neighbors. We're going to continue to collect more and more and enough to not only be over the top, but also have a cushion. We said, great. Good job, guys. We applauded them. Good work. We're going to put this on the ballot. This week, Monday, Dale does a follow-up because we're getting ready to submit the signatures before the Friday deadline. What's the number today, Annette? Oh, hold on. Let me go on Jocelyn Benson's website and look. 23,217. What? Last week, a couple weeks ago, we were at 22,001. You're telling me like 1,200 people got added in the last week or two? How is that even possible? And that says, I have no idea. These numbers change every day. That's a question I'm going to ask Patrick Kobach. Vicky's not doing it. Annette Marcus isn't doing it. Who's doing it? Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Does she know about our petition drive? Does she know she's moving the number, forcing us to possibly fail and getting 10%? That's the question for Patrick Kobach. We're going to talk about a whole lot with him real quick. Hour number three of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
You have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure